Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's good? What's good, everybody? Welcome, welcome to another show. Getting ready to have some fun tonight. Chilling out. Welcome in my co-host, Diva Status. Of course, Truth Teller is going to be in the building. With her tongue rolls and all that other shit that she do. What was I doing? Definitely. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. We're going to have some fun talking about next week's show, of course, too. Really excited for the Def Jam Recordings Showcase hosted by yours truly. You know, everybody, I need y'all to turn the fuck up tomorrow. Watch your tone. Take a try and get a tone with me. Get fucked up. I don't play that shit. Y'all already know. Like, no, y'all know. I'm chilling. I like to be a little tough girl sometimes. You know what I mean? Definitely want to have some fun tonight. Talk about the show next Thursday at the Mezzanine. Definitely a heavy event presented by Rick Lowe. We're in the music by DJ Shorty Wop again. She's definitely a talented, beautiful young woman. And, of course, I'm be coming through there all beautiful. Shout out to my girl with the H's of Minx, Kiana Footman. We're going to be doing my hair and all that other girly stuff that we all love. Can't wait. I'm excited about that, too. And, you know, we discussed what we're going to do today. So I'm just really just trying to turn shit up, turn shit the fuck up, turn niggas on, whatever. Whatever the case may be. Hey, it's all fun, right? You enjoy it, I enjoy it. But tonight, we're going to have fun with this topic. Tonight's topic is a simple one. A little funny, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? We kind of talked about cooking for a person, you know, especially someone, before a little bit, but not really on the note where I'm going with it. I want to know, does bad cooking deserve good sex? Basically, like, I'm not saying bad cooking, because certain foods you just can't fuck up. But I'm going to just say certain foods you just can't fuck up, like, you know, like spaghetti, eggs, and stuff like that. I'm not talking about, like, that type of food. I'm talking about, like, people trying to really, really experiment and then coming up short or whatever, I guess you could say. Just, like, you're trying to experiment. You're trying to do something nice, but things fall short. We want to let everybody join in with us. Definitely press the number one if you try and get it on the topic for tonight. You know, bad sex, bad cooking, does it deserve good sex? I don't know. Or could good cooking fix bad sex? I guess we could switch it around and have a little bit of fun or whatever with the topic for tonight. Now, definitely got a whole bunch of crazy music in the switchboard, trying to show some love. I thought I uploaded some music for my boy Thaddeus, Rock. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter, Rock_INHER. Man, boy, definitely, that's my little college fucking black Eminem, for real. Like, he really be going in. I fucks with him. Definitely roll heavy. Been supporting him since for a while, since the showcase we had last year. But we want to go in and show some love to my boy Looney Tunes, play some music. Y'all already know he VIP over here. Definitely a super producer. Produced that track for Future and Rihanna. Well, Rihanna and Future, love and affection. Did a whole bunch of stuff for Future. Yeah, you know this shit, like, definitely fucking with him, but this is also his shit, and everybody love it. It's called Exotic, y'all. Check it out. London
Production. What up, London? Lone Tune. Big Joe. Exotic. Kush in my lane. Yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooey, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it. Bad bitches with me, I blew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it. Big Joe, that's my logo. Wanna book a show called Coco. How you living, Looney? YOLO. All you niggas still rockin' bolo. Hit her one time, man. She want some mo-mo, man. You can have that bitch, that my ho-ho. I got some mo-ho, load the condo. Kush in the air, blowin' hella smoke. Kush in my lane, yeah, it's going down. Blowin' on that ooey, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it. Blew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it. Calicus, Calicus, come to West Coast, West Coast. OG smoke, it'll burn your throat. Dip it in the lean for the flavor. Dip it in the lean for the flavor. Exotic, Kush
Shelly in my body, Hennessy in my wallet, bottle in my pocket, blowing on that Bobby, ride round with that got it. Hoes meet me in the lobby, hoes meet me in the lobby, yeah. Shit, my lean, yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooh, we smell like a pound. Exotic, I got it. Blew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, I got it. My whip foreign, my pack boring. I'm all around the world, it's like I'm world touring. You don't make it rain, but I keep it pouring. On that jet fuel, I'm in the cloud touring. My girl exotic too, I keep a passport. You hustle backwards, I hustle fast forward. So many diamonds in my damn chain, that's what the cash for. Your girl can't ignore it. Pushing my lane, yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooh, we smell like a pound. Exotic. I got it. Bad bitches with me, I flew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic. I got it.
You know what this is? Big paper. Told y'all. We heating up. Yeah.
10 white bricks in the right six. 100 bands, transporter is a white bitch. She asked me, am I ready for that drop ball? I tell that bitch, I'm ready for that drop ball. I got niggas in my hood that hustle hard. Out on them blocks and they waiting for that drop ball. They tell me that they ready for that drop ball. I tell them that I got it when it drop ball. 10 white bricks and a white six. 100 bins, transporter is a white bitch. She asked me, am I ready for that drop ball? Yeah. I tell that bitch I'm ready for that drop ball.
Posted all on that back block, looking out for that drop ball. If I get excited, start multiplying every time they drop that box off. More work me, more money me, more niggas gon' cop more. Only thing I can't afford is these cops, them kick these locks off. But that's fast time with them big numbers, time I ain't got no time for. Grind harder than stacking paper, only thing that's on my mind, dog. See, I branch out to them real niggas who like me. Got the city lock on that work shit, got working. Got clients out, I just purchased, so that money expands. It starts to add up, I let that paper pop. It's that my cash up. And if I owe the plug, I tell him burn that tab up and get 100 joints and burn the trap up. Yeah, 10 white bricks in the white six. I pray to God that I'm not on the indictment. I hustle hard, this ain't no fucking joke. I got them birds in the box, call it that dog dope. I should get hustle of a lifetime. Cause making this money, I'm on that tight time. Forever love to the plug, call it my lifeline. And I'm gon' get it while it's my time. Yeah. 10 white bricks in the white six. 100 pounds, transporter is a white bitch. She asked me, am I ready for that drop ball? I tell that bitch I'm ready for that drop ball. I got niggas in my hood that hustle hard. Out on them blocks and they waiting for that drop ball. They tell me that they ready for that drop off.
Hey,
I tell them that I got it when it drop off.
Ready for that drop off. Stay right there, I'ma bring that. You lost rims on the cook up. Don't worry, I'ma bring that cane back. I'm the whip king. Hit that. Cook it up how you want it. In the pot, it's flatter than a pancake. Go a cookie when it crumbles. Oh, yes, I got that loud too. Blowing on exotic. Don't worry about the nine of it. Just roll it up and light it. I hustle till I'm tired, but I don't never sleep, though. That ladder full with 31 in the head. Got a hose on string, though. In the club, I spent the K. kilo. Threw it on a stripper. Yeah. Now I don't usually blow dough. That's a rocket had me tripping.
Yeah.
Money is the mission.
Yeah.
My niggas never bitching.
Yeah.
Get your doors ticked and choppers talking, nigga. Listen. Boy, no Montana. Ride around with my hammer. Looking for them Twitter thugs. They talking shit so I can get at them. The money bags, don't bag them. My nigga book, go grab them. Bail them out. Get him back to the crib. I'm the way it up. Pitch chop bag it. Ha!
10 white bricks in the white six. 100 bands, transporter is a bright bitch. She asked me, am I ready for that drop ball? I tell that bitch I'm ready for that drop ball. I got niggas in my hood that hustle hard. Out on them blocks and they waiting for that drop ball.
Yeah.
They tell me that they ready for that drop ball.
Let's go.
I tell them that I got it when it drop off.
I pick it up, they drop it off. You can cop it hard, but it's more of a song.
Yeah.
You know this, I'm going hard. So if you got the work, I'ma cop it all.
I'ma get it all.
I'm rocking all. I'm in my bag like soccer draws. If the shit look great, I'm popping off. Old school killing shit with the stocking doll.
Yeah!
Now what you niggas know about paper?
Huh?
What you niggas know about capers?
What?
I'm on that purple shit like the Lakers. Dropping shit out Vegas. Fucking with the paper chasers.
Let's go.
Niggas know.
Huh?
Digits go.
Yeah.
Green light. Get it fast. Spin it slow.
Let's go.
I'm Popeye. Niggas got that spinach flow.
Spinach flow.
Double back gorilla shit. Get with it, bro.
Get with it, bro.
Truck full of work. Pockets full of paper.
Yeah.
Me and Fat Dime waiting on that elevator.
Let's go.
Smoking big cigars, laughing about the thing of our.
Uh-huh.
Niggas planning trips. We just go tomorrow.
We just go tomorrow.
10 white bricks in the white six. 100 bands transporter is a bright bitch. She asked me, am I ready for that drop ball? I tell that bitch I'm ready for that drop ball. I got niggas in my hood that hustle hard. Out on them blocks and they waiting for that drop ball. They tell me that they ready for that drop ball. I tell them that I got it when it drop ball.
Fuck is y'all hating for? Can a young nigga get money anymore? What the fuck is y'all waiting for? Talking cheap, you can't afford the wall. Can't be a man, that's why you mad. Piss that nigga real and y'all just a fad. Everything that I had, y'all trying to grab. Like Vic Nolan's trying to be a nab. Y'all was bad and that's past tense. Game hand off to me and ain't past sense. Y'all past tense, y'all nigga stressed out. I kill beats in my sleep or stretched out. I'm the best out, unsigned or otherwise. Sam Jack and the Rock, y'all the other guys. You the competition, please hit me with another lie. I'm the shit, you the fly, ain't it a surprise. See the Emmy in your eye, got one. Wonder why you a jealous motherfucker wishing that I die. Wish on goddamn it, I'm eternal. Deal with the devil guaranteeing that I burn you. Me, I don't concern you. I will never place last. Nigga steady eating, y'all ain't knowing in my weight class. Eating great fast, first thing, never be deterred. All your words better break fast, I'm the early bird. Some nerve, nigga thinking nigga best me. You ain't even number two, how you gonna test me? Especially on the level that you on. All broke, no bucks, little nigga, you a fawn. Y'all bore me, and surely y'all could've warned me that y'all niggas was corny. Y'all soft as fuck, acting horny. You niggas weren't shit before me, and after you came. Can't avoid me, so after I'm finished scoring, I'll watch you and finish snoring. What the fuck is y'all hating for? Can a young nigga get money anymore? What the fuck is y'all waiting for? Talking shit, you can't afford the wall. What the fuck is y'all hating for? Cause you lie down, I'm a butt alone. What the fuck is y'all waiting for? Nigga, what the fuck is y'all hating for? What the fuck is y'all hating for? Can a young nigga get money anymore? What the fuck is y'all waiting for? Talking shit, you can't afford the wall. What the fuck is y'all hating for? Cause you lie down, I'm a butt alone. What the fuck is y'all waiting for, nigga? What the fuck is y'all hating for? What the fuck is y'all waiting for? If it's my downfall, then you better give in. If you're trying to check him, nigga, guess what, Dan? It's a long road ahead, so you better strap in. Either take it on the chin, let it all set in. Pac-Man, you can play, but it's never gonna end. So you're never gonna win. Just accept that now. You're a stand-up guy, time to sit the fuck down. Learn the ropes and accept your place. Is that college or something, nigga? Fix your face. Cause in this race, set your fastest pace. And me standing still, you won't even place. You're so disgraceful, I'm so distasteful. When God made you, he was wrong and wasteful. And yes, I'm grateful, I was given the space to do what I do and that smash and waste you. Just in case you wanna be debateful, I will miss in case you for being hateful. But I guess that I'm guilty of the same damn crime. Cause I hate you, motherfucker, at the same damn time. It's mutual and y'all
stand on a thin line. Everybody hating definition of a hate crime. If we all slow down, it'll be fine. Middle fingers up, my rendition of a stop sign. You'll find that a nigga out of his mind, he be normally the same one. That's the bottom line, and I guess that's why I be feeling so strong. Brain been gone for the shit so long. In a song with a song, when I hit the booth, and y'all gonna keep the hating going, tell me what's the use. You be claiming we the same, but your facts are loose. When I'm wrong, I accept the truth.
What the fuck is y'all hating for?
Can a young nigga get money anymore?
What the fuck is y'all waiting for?
Talk is cheap, you can't afford the world.
What the fuck is y'all hating for?
Cause you locked down, I'm a brother-in-law.
What the fuck is y'all waiting for? Nigga, what the fuck is y'all hating for? What the fuck is y'all hating for?
Can a young nigga get money anymore?
What the fuck is y'all waiting for?
Talk is cheap, you can't afford the world.
What the fuck is y'all hating for?
Cause you locked down, I'm a brother-in-law.
What the fuck is y'all waiting for? Nigga, what the fuck is y'all hating for?
I'm sorry, everybody listening. I had to go in and play some music back to back. Sometimes we talk too much and won't even get a chance to play that music. But definitely exclusive shit from Looney Tunes, Exotic. Then we played the joint with my boy McVay featuring Norm, Drop Ball. You know, I fucked with that shit. And my young boy Lights Out Knowledge, Hating For. What the fuck is y'all hating for? I don't get it. I don't get it. But definitely, I'm trying to show some love and attention to, I guess, all the upcoming artists that's really on a grind. I don't know, fucks with you if you're serious. Definitely. X-Squad DJs keeps me with a whole bunch of good music, but for some real shit, this Philly area, got this shit popping. Y'all already know. I'm going to play that track for my boy Zone. I'm gone. I want to say gone, like zone, zone and gone don't rhyme, but they spell the same. I don't get it. But my boy Zone got that crazy track produced by Conway. I'm going. Y'all definitely going to rock with it tonight. And, of course, like I said, tonight's topic is a little bit, you know what I mean, simple. And shout out to a few people who've already sent me messages on Facebook and my phone or whatever. My one homie said, fuck no, don't get no good sex. You get a quickie and then you go down to a Fresh Grocer or something like that, he said. So I agree. Like, why, who needs a reward if it's some bad sex? On some real shit, I really think that I want to hear some comedy tonight. So I got some comedy on deck for tonight because I've had a situation where I've cooked badly. I'm a great cook, but, you know, things aren't perfect all the time. And sometimes you can fuck up breakfast. So that's all I'm going to say right now. Definitely shout out to everybody listening in. You want to press 1, I'll definitely open up your mic. We get in on this topic. I am going to also check out more of your posts from Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. I missed them last week. That joke was crazy for the topic. I mean, not last week, for Tuesday night show. Topic was crazy. Everybody was going in. But we have a caller from the Philly area code that just pressed 1-267-588. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Myron Lansky. I'm calling from North Philly.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Have I met you before? Your name sounds real familiar.
We Facebook friends and Instagram friends also.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Won't you shout out your Instagram or your Facebook so we can have people listening in just, you know, follow you and check you out?
It's simple. Instagram is Meyer Lansky, MeyerLansky, and the Instagram and Twitter is Meyer Lansky 86. And real quick, be on the lookout for my clothing line that's out right now, More Than One Hustle. It's about to start popping. We in Philly with it. We about to expand down to Atlanta and some other places also.
More Than One Hustle, that's still hot or whatever.
Yeah, like when you get a chance,
if you ever need me to wear a t-shirt, I fucks with it.
Listen, if you get a chance, go on my page. Like, we got a fish fry that's coming up soon. Like, we down with, I don't know if you ever heard of UERadioLive.com, but we down with Undisputed Entertainment. We having a fish fry coming up where you can see more of the clothes, and I got the clothes posted on my Instagram also. So me and you will definitely connect and link up because you show a lot of love on my pictures.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, I like that, More Than One Hustle. You can give me a patch for my jeans or something.
We're about to switch it up. Like, right now, like, a lot of shirts just got our slogan on there, you know, More Than One Hustle, but we're going to switch it up and actually put different titles and different, you know, hustles that you might have on the front so people can know who you are and what you do. So we're about to get real creative with it. So, you know, we're in the beginning stages, but it's going to take off, so.
Yeah, I'm definitely a More Than One Hustle person, so I can relate, and definitely thank you for calling in about that. I love entrepreneurs, people on the go. Definitely support UE Radio. Shout out to my girl, Chak. Her show just finished.
Real exposure.
I'm in the studio right now.
Yeah, I'm up here at the radio station right now, matter of fact.
Okay, that's what's up. Tell everybody I said salute now. Before I let you go, you got to touch this topic. Tonight's topic is, does a bad cook get good sex? Real simple.
Now, I think it all depends on who the cook is. Like, let's say it's you and your lady. She make a mistake. Her cooking ain't up to par that night. You can still salvage that. Listen, babe, let's go out, get something to eat, come home, do your thing to her. If this is just a random chick and she fucked that money up in the kitchen, then I'm fucking that money up in the bed.
What does that mean?
Fucking
the money up in the bed.
Fuck that money up mean dropping the ball. Now, if you supposed to cook, if you tell me, listen, I got this dish, it's banging, I'm like, okay, I'm coming over, get some of that. I get the dish and it's trash, then you don't get good sex. Point blank, period. if it's a random chick, she don't get the good dick.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But if it's your lady, you willing to compromise. You're like, all
right,
that's
right.
Cool.
If my chick, like, that's how I'm supposed to, if your chick dropped the ball, you're supposed to pick it right up, keep on going down court, switch it up. All right, look, babe, you fucked that meatloaf up or whatever it is. We're going to go to Albuquerque, 2 for $20. Love you, bro. Bam, come home, fuck her brains out. She going to give you good sex for salvaging the night. But like I said, if it's some random chick that you met off Instagram or some shit like that, and I'm going to make a post about you.
Yo, do guys do that really? Because I be seeing niggas like, yo, I just got some groceries. Who going to come cook them? I'm done. We'll have Instagram confessions another day. Oh, you have?
No, I'll throw the excess card up there like, listen, let's go ham. What you want?
Right, what can you cook, right?
Right, but that's when you gotta be honest with yourself. If all you really know is fucking chicken tenders and french fries, then stick to your craft. Don't go from chicken tenders to Alfredo and motherfucking shit like that.
Well, you know what, I think that's some great advice. And see, for myself, I've actually, I was young. I was probably like 18 or whatever. And I was messing with an older guy or whatever, but he wanted me to make him breakfast, and he wanted me to bake the bacon. And I thought it was weird, like beef bacon. I'm like, why am I going to bake bacon? I don't know, you know what I mean, how long to keep it in the oven, whatever. I normally just fry it because you could watch it or whatever. So, you know what I mean, me being, you know what I mean, I think I had on some freak shit or whatever, just like shorts or something. I didn't have on much clothes, so we ended up, you know what I mean, fooling around a little bit while the food was cooking. And I burnt the baked bacon. And
that's called fucking that money up.
Yeah, so what was crazy is he kind of, like, was mad at me and shit. Like,
but he helped you fuck that money up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I felt. I felt some type of way because I could cook. Now, I've burnt food because of whatever reasons in the past, but it's normally like my son and I just make some more food. Like, he doesn't care if I burn food because I'm like, oh, well, fuck it. We were watching a movie or cleaning up or whatever. But he made me burn it, and then it was his idea to bake bacon anyway. Who bakes bacon? Have you ever had baked bacon?
Fuck no. Only thing I like about, no, put it like that, no. Bake just because it's called baked gun don't mean you bake it. You fry that
shit.
Let it pop on you. But this is my thing, right? Now, I want to dig a little deeper into your situation, right? Was y'all just fucking, or was y'all really in a relationship?
No, we were. Now, listen, and that's another thing. This is the same. This guy is just tarred. I didn't know then, but I know now because, like, I still know him, like, even after all these years or whatever. Like, we still cool. But, like, he was the worst boyfriend. Like, I couldn't do anything wrong.
If I did
anything wrong, he was on top of me. And it was just
That leads to my next question.
Okay.
You ready? Was his name Mike Turner?
Just say that now we call him Mr. Toilet. So.
Because Ike Turner do some shit like that. Like, Ike Turner, if you give Ike Turner a piece of gum and he bite his tongue, that's your fault. That's why you give me this gum.
Yo, listen, like, he was the nicest guy. Like, you know, he would give me money. We would go out. He was great and stuff. But let me do one thing. I remember this was, like I said, I was 18. So this when DVD players, like, first came out, and it was a whole thing. So one day, I'm shopping downtown, buying everything and stuff, right? And this, he was a crackhead, but me being the sweetheart that I am, I just bought it. Like, he sold me a DVD player, VCR, or some shit or whatever. So I bought it. I think it was, like, $80. I bought it off for, like, $80. It had the Kmart sticker, like, it was $100 or something like that or whatever. So I'm thinking I got a deal. And I brought it home. And then I found out it was like a milk carton wrapped up in hugs or something. Like, it was a DVD box, but it had like bricks inside with milk cartons. Like, it was so bad. And like, even then, he got on me about that too. And I'm just like, it's not my fault. You know what I mean? Like, damn, like, that's like an honest mistake. Like, normally people buy stuff off crackheads that you could, like, see or whatever, you know what I mean, shirts and stuff like that. But, yeah.
I'm going to cuss you the fuck out, too. I'm not going to lie. So, matter of fact, I probably would have Instagrammed it. Look what this asshole bought.
Well, this was, Instagram wasn't invented then, so thank God.
I'd have found some type of way to post it. This should have been on Craigslist or something. Anybody would have saw this dumb shit you did.
Yo, it was so funny. But yeah, but that's just to explain the type of guy he was. And it's like, we eventually broke up because I'm like, you're fucking just retarded. I don't know who you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, after a while, it was just like, it was like no win with him. But that's just who he was. Like, you do one thing wrong, it's my fault. God damn, like. I'm be honest, I felt real bad. The boy sold me a crate and shit. Like, I was looking for for like a week.
Real quick, I'm looking for you on Facebook. It's the one with SWP at the end.
I have a couple pages. I have a fan page. So any page that says Honest Fire with my picture, that's definitely me. So yeah, SWP. I have the fan page if you look it up or whatever. And it was actually good you joining on the show tonight. We definitely had some great music on deck. I'll make sure I'll play it, and we'll definitely look out for that More Than One Hustle clothing line. I'm trying to put a little fashion show together, so I'll make sure I lock your number in and hit you up about it.
Yeah, dude, I just commented on one of your on the post you just had up on Instagram, so we could definitely keep in touch. And you, I think you commented on, you either commented or you liked some of the pictures from the photo shoot that we had not too long ago. But definitely hit me up, all right?
All right, yeah, definitely, I sure will. But chill with me. Check out this new music for my boy Zone, and shout out to everybody else listening in. We're waiting for Diva Status, my beautiful co-host, to call in. And, yes, she is coming to town this weekend. My beautiful, curvy, Chicago native will be in Philly coming through to see us. So it's something to look forward to. And check out my girl Diva Status. Even though she all be showing her butt, she's very beautiful.
I'm looking at somebody I'm looking at somebody with a guitar on their ass right now.
Oh yeah, that's not her. That's me.
Yeah, that's her ass right there, girl.
Yes, I love that guitar picture. That was my idea. My
I let a guitar
idea.
Holder.
Well, no, love you back, right? On some real shit. Yeah. I appreciate all the love and attention. Call that
no
shit.
No problem. Every time I see you folks, I'm going to be calling up there. No, don't worry
right.
about that.
All right, then. Well, thank you so much. And y'all, check out this new music, My Boy Zone, and definitely shout out to everybody with more than one hustle. Nice, sweet,
that beef, but a week later we still dumping. We hungry. breathe for them Ben Franks, so we paper chasing each and every day. They pump faking, I'm show stopping, I'm putting on they cop blocking. I'm doing me, they girl is too. That's why you mad, but that's all on you. Gotta hit the streets and try to get something. That's why she mad, all because you ain't
hungry for hunt.
That guap,
hungry for hunt.
That
wallet, hungry for hunt.
That paper,
hungry for hunt.
That cheese,
hungry for hunt.
That bread,
hungry for hunt.
That sack,
hungry for hunt.
Moving them OZs, be the street talk when you getting dope. $10 a week, all off the blow, and it's coming in like clockwork. Me and Econ made the block twerk, and that's a known fact, you can bet that. Hey, Phoenix, South Philly, they know Mac. I'm serious, no lie, bro. We was throwing numbers like the lotto, selling pronto, then re-up. Never been robbed, I'm beat up. My 40 bang of my K-Dude, got people to vouch, can say the same about you. Living life in the fast lane to get that chain, still rapping the hood, and ain't a damn thing change up.
Hungry for hunt.
That guava.
Hungry for hunt.
That paper.
Hungry for hunt.
That cheese.
Hungry for hunt.
That bread.
Hungry for hunt.
That chain.
Hungry for hunt.
That
paper.
Gotta get that guava.
Hungry for hunt.
That guava. All about that paper.
Hungry for hunt.
I need that cheese.
Hungry for hunt.
Count up that bread.
Hungry for hunt.
Gotta get them stacks.
Hungry for hunt.
Running up that chain.
Hungry for hunt.
Counting them pesos.
I need to mute my phone. Y'all might have heard me singing along. Cause you wasn't hungry for hundreds. That's my brother Big Brad, South Philly. South Philly representative. You know what I'm saying? Even though he's been living in our state for like forever now, but I'll never, ever, ever introduce you wrong again. My nigga Big Brad, definitely crazy talented. Shout out to everybody. Felony Record and JG Entertainment, Marcus Allen, you already know, Ash, my babe, definitely shout out to everybody tuning in. Now, I'm getting a lot of inboxes on Facebook from my lady friends. I'm hitting everybody up. Also, YN and Eshadi, show me some love on Instagram and Facebook. But ladies, come on, Carlin, I know you fucked up a meal before, like, tell me what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it only happened to me once. And, you know, like my homie said earlier, who I didn't even check out his status, but he studied being an OBGYN at Harvard. So next time I get you on the phone, Maya Lansky, I'm going to definitely talk to you against the name dance about that. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy, but yeah, like, we got people on Facebook, and you know what I mean, they're tuning in, but I want y'all to talk about this topic with me tonight. We want some fun. Caller, definitely press 1. My diva status should be calling in shortly to join in on a show for tonight. And I don't know where Truth Teller is. I'm a little skank. It's like, no, she's not a skank, but she do be skanking. When she gives him a lie, she'll speak for herself. It is, it's all love. It's all love, definitely. We got a couple people who just pressed 1. I'm going to take a Philly number. I got to show Philly some love. 267-593. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? What's good? It's your boy, Shoddy, Maserati Shoddy. What's poppin'?
Yo, what's up, Shoddy? I haven't heard your voice in a minute.
Yeah, I've been grinding, you know. I've just been grinding.
That's nothing wrong with that. Definitely let everybody follow my boy, eShoddy88, on Instagram. Check out that picture he is performing at the Def Jam recording showcase. And
yeah,
this weekend, is this your birthday weekend,
Shampoo? Oh, yes, yes. My birthday was definitely on Tuesday. We're going to do it big this Saturday, Club Shampoo. We got K Michelle coming through, Boris Cujo. You know, it's going to be live. We're going to light it up.
And Diva status. Like, they all cool and everything. I don't know them like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just a fan of them niggas. I just heard Boris Kojo is married, so I can't even rape him. Like, I'm fucking sorry. I'm sorry. But,
I think tonight, that night, everybody going to be single that night. It's going to be popping. It's definitely going to be popping. You know, I definitely got to say shout out to Diva.
If I could get him.
Status and all that. Yeah,
if
I
could get him, he going to be got. And I'm telling everybody, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, yo, I
ain't got some tickets. You know what I'm saying? So you good. You already up in there.
All right, that's what's up. Yeah, me and Diva status is definitely flying out. To come show some love to us silly motherfuckers. Being a host, co-host Philly Shine Radio, she definitely stepped up. Unlike anybody who I've ever had working with me on the show. But shout out to every motherfucking body who's helped out with my show.
Girl, shout out to everybody.
Dad, Weedy Beats, even that motherfucker I don't like who deleted my fan page or pussy. But shout out to everybody. My brother's
that's crazy.
Yeah, like I used to fuck with this boy. He deleted my Facebook fan page, but that's what dick.
That's
fucking
fucked up. And I had liked your fan page. So that's crazy.
No. I got a new one. This the one that you
liked.
I remember your old one,
or was it probably before you had met me though? But I liked your fan page. If that
was
the one.
So you was on there. Yo, I had like 3,500 people on there. That's all crazy. Oh,
see, that's the one I really remember.
Yeah, see, and then like I used to be so funny because I would go like if I'm shopping or if I'm out, I would just tell people to like my fan page. Like if niggas, I don't even give a fuck, niggas, Spanish people, you could speak English, whatever. You have Facebook, we like Facebook. Oh yeah, let me get your phone or let me get your shit. I was having everybody liking my shit. But it is what it is. I like my new fan page, but it don't pop like the whole one. So, yeah, to everybody, come show me some love on Like Honest Fire on Facebook. Do you have a fan page, E-Shotty?
You already know. E-Shotty.
E-Shotty. I'm not going to like his page.
Yeah. Just type it in.
Show him some love.
That's all you got to do. Make sure everybody follow me at E-Shotty88. E-Shotty fan page, E-Shotty everywhere. YouTube and everything.
That's what's up. Well, shout out to E. Shotty who got us. We're going to be holding him down Saturday at Club Shampoo. Also, my boy Elier Sky Guy will be on deck. His birthday is actually on the 13th. So, happy birthday, Elier.
I just want to say shout out to everybody just coming through and Philly coming together. And for the next week, the Def Jam Recordings things. And I see you hosting. I'm just making moves.
Yo, that last joint I did was turned the fuck up. And now I'm bringing it. I'm asking all of y'all to bring it. Make sure everybody on time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know we party until 3 in the morning, but that don't mean come at 11. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know how black people are. Everybody want to do stuff late. We got to tighten up.
Listen, you'll be those black people sitting
up
on the set.
we definitely going to turn up.
Late.
It's just time to ball out. I'm bringing Zay Stacks with me. You know how we do. You know, Batman and Robin, they cool man, 100 grand right there. So we definitely gonna tear that stage down. Shout out to everybody performing. You know, shout out to Def Jam, you, Ricky Lowe, and everything. It's just definitely gonna be popping. You know,
yeah. Shout out to Rick Lowe. Rick Lowe called me lovely too on my flyer he made for me. And it affected me today. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be lovely all day, even tonight. I don't know if anybody can notice that my voice is a little different. I'm a little bit – I'm all sitting up straight. I didn't even drink and stuff.
Yeah, it ain't happy
so
hours
lovely.
Just yet, huh?
No, yeah.
You all
not
mellow.
Me.
You just chilling. You all not chill out right
now.
I am. I'm used to you being
I'm
turned talking. Up. No.
Listen. That's not going to take away from me being turned up. We're going to turn the fuck up tonight on the show. As a matter of fact, we got a couple more callers who pressed a 1. You know what I'm saying? We got them on deck. You chilling with me, Shotty, for a minute?
Oh, honest, you know I'm rocking out with you, big girl. We out here, though. We chilling. All
right.
We're tuning in.
That's
I'm live. Thanks from South Philly. I'm tuning in.
I know that's right. That's what's up. We got a caller from the Philly area. Ooh, and I see the mail. 267-971. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Reno Sinatra. I'm calling from down the bottom. What's up with you, boo-boo?
Ah, definitely welcome, my nigga, Reno Sinatra. Shout out to China Black, Lyrics Matters and all that shit. Welcome
yeah,
to the show.
Know. Yeah, I didn't even know. You should just hit me up. You already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to support you.
I know that's the fuck right. Yeah, I definitely did just send you a message on Facebook. So definitely, shout out to your Instagram and everything, and let me know what's up with you.
Oh yeah, we on the push, and we linked up with the Boy Rex for an audition. That went great for China and myself, and a couple other artists also. And that was a good look. I got the net situation with the Networking Entertainment and Talent on South Street 501. I'll put a studio on a radio station up there, joint. I was going to holler at you, though, because I'm going to link up with you off the phone, off the air, off this joint. But I got some real major backers and all that. The Lord has been raining on me. You know, I've been catching blessing after blessing after blessing, man. And I walked in the store to buy a shirt to get down with these shoes I bought or whatever, and walked out of there with that net situation. So now I got the Net, Unica, USA Boutique, and Dr. Denham backing us. And
definitely a businessman. I love it.
Yeah, and then Khaled flying aboard Dreezy and myself down there to talk about the Lyrics Matter situation May 21st through the 27th. We pushing, man. We working, man. You know what I mean? That's all we're doing. Pushing and working. Oh, yeah, the price
is
here.
Right. I know y'all will be in the building
yesterday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
You said what happened yesterday?
Oh, no, the price of tea in China dropped yesterday.
Oh, shit. Make sure I get some of them MP3s. I fucks with my China Black. Fuck that.
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
How you been?
Amazing. Lovely. Lovely, to use Rick Lowe's word for me. I've been very lovely. I've been too happy. Like, should be banging, you know what I mean? Like, staying focused. I got some crazy shit coming up. Can't wait to go out of town with my DJs. We're doing a really large conference in Indianapolis with DJs United. Over 450 DJs, program all weekend. Definitely, I don't know if it's any more room in a showcase, but definitely room if anybody wants to fly out there and fuck with it. It's at a water park. It's going to be crazy. Bikini time. Looking forward to it. But we also,
I wish I'd have known.
Yeah, it'll be some shit. It's about to be the summer. We're going to do a whole bunch of crazy stuff, helping everybody with the Stop the Violence movement. You know, it's been real crazy here in Philly, so maybe if we start giving people more shit to do, they won't kill each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. My son even just came to me today and kind of getting choked up. He's like, Mom, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for not sending me to Overbrook and get me into a better school, because they were just shooting out there. And it's just like even thinking about it now got me, like, choked up. Like, fuck. Like, I want to get all the kids into better situations and everybody into better situations. So we definitely putting together a real crazy Stop the Violence movement. My peoples with Express Yourself Entertainment, they work with Temple's Trauma Unit. They work with everybody all over the streets, volunteering.
That's my boys, DJ Revolver.
Well, yeah, he's down with them too. Samaj Starks, I'm talking about, Mr. Collins.
Yeah, the OG.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we all grew up together.
We like
crossfingers. We little.
Okay, yeah,
we
can really
used to beat me up when I was
stuff.
Little,
so,
like, go to the store.
It's all about unity, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's definitely all about unity. And then if you want to get China in the show, let me know, tag me with a picture of her so that I can, you know what I mean, make a flyer for her and everything.
Yeah, I got you.
Perform next Thursday. All right.
Yeah,
cool,
she's definitely
cool,
on that joint.
All right, that's what's up. Now, I got to ask you, before I let you go and I get into these other callers, definitely shout out to everybody listening in tonight. We got to go into this topic. You know, we all having fun. I got my homie E. Shiley on the line. E. Shiley, meet Reno Sinatra, talented businessman / MC over here. And E. Shiley, talented.
Yeah, you already
MC,
know. We out
absolutely.
Here. Yeah.
Well, Reno, I got to ask you tonight's topic question. Tonight's topic, simple one, but I want to know your opinion. Does a woman with bad cooking get good sex?
A woman with bad cooking?
Yeah. She can't cook. Does she get good sex?
All right, listen.
Yo, you be coming up with the weirdest, though. It's crazy because, like, I know some. Case in point, I know a bad. Listen, real rant. I'm putting this out there. I ain't even gonna say her name, but my niggas know who I be talking about, man. Listen, real rant. I know this girl. She my little buddy. She bad as shit. Like real rap, magazine, double X ready, like light skin, short. Got, like, a zero waist, ass crazy, not lumps, like, bad as shit. And her yams is trash, but she can cook her ass off. And then I got another little buddy. She cute as shit, but she petite. And she can't cook worth shit, but her rock game on a bean. I love her, and she got a dude, and I love your girl, and she love me more. Don't kiss her. Yo, and then, like, so it's crazy, and then, like, but then, like, my baby mom, shout out to Danielle, she just gave Andre 3000 dad her liver. That's her uncle. Yeah, you know I mean, shout out to her. But she bad too, pretty little eyes and all that. Nice, you know what I mean. But she can cook though. So then I just gave you all three types. I got one that's real bad who can cook, and her yams is cool. I got one who really crazy visually looking, but after you pop that shit like peanut butter. And I got another one like she just got all for you. Like, for real, she knows she got some oils, but she can't
either
cook.
Way, you're going to give it to him right, like, whether you can't cook, you can't cook.
Yeah, they're going to tell her how it might be.
Yeah, see. And see, that's sweet. I like that. And then, like I said, like, for me, my situation, I could cook my ass off. Like, but I've had one situation where, you know, I was 18, messing with the older guy, and he wanted me to bake bacon for breakfast. And I've never baked bacon. I'm like, bake bacon? Like, who bakes bacon or whatever? But in the meantime, while I'm trying to bake the bacon, you know, I got my shorts on or whatever. We end up fooling around.
You ain't making no bacon with me around like that.
Yeah, exactly. But then I burnt the bacon, which, of course, like, we was fooling around. We forgot it. I overcooked it, so it was like black strips and shit. But he got mad at me. And then I get an attitude and shit because I burnt the bacon. Like, this motherfucker wanted 6 pieces of bacon. I think I put in like 3 or something. But it was the whole pack of bacon, all the bacon that was left. And he got an attitude with me. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. We eventually broke up and stuff, but that's no good. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. Because the chicks who couldn't cook, I would cook for them because I can cook. I used to be obese. You know what I mean? Only my hood know that. Real rap, I used to be like fat, fat rich. You know, hood couldn't walk for 2 years. I lost all my weight, got cute and all that. Everybody want to holler at the boy. I don't know nobody. You know what I mean? He wasn't around the beginning. I'm coming around right now. But because of that, when they cute and, like, she can't cook, I do all the cooking, though. But this just happened to me, and I need to act. Hey, E-Shorty, you a nigga. I need your help on this one.
E-Shotty,
my bad, big homie. Listen, how do you, like, listen, I need to know, like, when like, a chick got bad yams and you don't want to pop her no more, and you don't want to tell her, like, I ain't digging your shot, though, but, like, because you know she's going to break down. Like, how do you really, like, tell her besides, like, not answering her texts and phone calls like I be doing? Like, I'm not picking up this phone, and I'm not texting you back. You can send me 1,000 haze. I'm never going to give you a high. Like, I'm done.
Like, that situation is hectic because you don't want to make her feel less of herself, you know, and her little self-esteem, you know. But then again, I feel as though it's a point where you really got to keep it real. Like, look, I ain't really digging it right now. You know, let's just be friends and be cool or something.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Like, for real. I'm with you,
like,
on that.
Because for real, it's like us have females talk to us. Us guys got, you know, us guys get real sensitive in certain areas, and females are the same way. Because I'm going to keep it real honest. Y'all females say keep it real, but once we really keep it real, y'all be like, for real, though? Well, F you, then. You ain't even all that
no,
anyway.
No, please, no.
Like,
nope.
A lot of females
listen,
be like that, though.
My name is not my name for no reason. Like, if I want to fuck, if I don't want to, if I like you, if I don't like you, if I see that you know what I mean? It's not working. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not.
Yeah,
gonna,
I dig it, though. But then again,
can't.
I can't speak for everybody, though.
Yeah,
but
I can't.
As far
I can't,
as answering his,
I can't,
yeah.
I mean, even for what you said, Reno, like, I think that's cool, like, because I'll ignore a person's calls. Like, because what can you say to a person that knows that it's
saying.
Not good? You know what I mean? Like, you know it's no good. Like, what are we doing? Like, let it go.
And it's
like,
crazy because, lady, I've been working with some sexy chicks, tanner than anything, shots be trash. Like, I don't understand it. Because, like, 2 summers ago, I was messing with somebody because I really wanted to settle down. If I'm digging this one little buddy, we cool. So her yams was cool, but her head was trash. And I was going, see, I need head in my bank. So I tell her, we cool. I break it down. Like I like the way you, yeah, I mean, but I don't like your head, though. Your head, so, like, I'm going to be cheating on you. So we might as well just separate this now. We can rock out and all that and still pop, but I'm not going to lock it in with you.
Hey,
but me
hey,
trying to break it down like that, she's been mad at me for 2 years. So that's why I'm asking, yo,
yeah.
Like, how do you tell them?
No, I mean, like, first of all, when people are retarded, you know what I mean? Because that's what it is. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be in reality. Fuck it. Like, you can only be real with them. You know what I'm saying? It's, you don't have to hold a bitch hand. Like, you let her hand go.
Right, right, right. You right.
You're going. Shout out to the CEO X Squad DJs calling from Atlanta in the building with us tonight and everybody else. Joining in with us, the switchboard.
Hey, honest, you ain't never asked me that question. I was gonna answer that question.
I was about to. You cut me off again. I'll fuck you up though. Exactly.
You know it's all love.
I know. But I was saying, damn, I forgot. But I was probably gonna say something like, "We having fun tonight, talking about this crazy topic." Shout out to everybody. Definitely chill with us. Tonight's topic is a little getting in your business. Like, what can you deal with? How about you, Ishadi? It is a show, so please don't tell me what to do. He, like, asked me the question. Like, jeez, Christ. That's why,
that's
you know, it's a live
about.
Show. If it was scripted, that wouldn't have happened because we'd have cut that off. Like,
no, this ain't scripted. This just come alive and direct. But for real, what I'm saying is, you know, if she can't cook, I mean, she can make up in other areas, though.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I feel, you know, with me. Because I had some females that really can't cook. Because I can cook myself, but, you know, she can cook. That's
yeah.
a plus. But on the real, if she can't cook, you got to make up another area. You can't you can't be a whack yams and you can't cook. Damn, that's a double whammy. Like, you what's up? Like, you got to at least
yeah,
make up
right.
in some area, though. But if she can cook, her walk is mean, ride game mean, then, man, unless you better cuff that right there, take that thing under the wing something nice.
Yeah, I gotta salute both you and Reno Sinatra for saying that y'all could cook. That's like one of my fantasies or whatever I should say. Take it how you want it, throw it in your pocket, throw it away, whatever. But if you ever want to feed me, I'll be with it, like no strings attached, like. I eat everything.
I'm talking about. I love a woman that can eat nice and thick. Listen, the turkey bacon and everything. But you call us a beef bacon. I never had beef bacon before, honest. I don't know. I never had beef bacon.
You never had beef bacon? Beef bacon is so good.
No, I love turkey bacon. I'm more of a turkey bacon. Them joints, I like them joints we popping.
No,
I'm gonna
make you some beef bacon. I'm not gonna bake it.
Oh, wow, I gotta try me some beef bacon. You know,
yo, beef bacon be good as shit, yo. It's so fat
yeah.
that you can't eat it all the time, though.
It's so fat.
It is what it is. Yes, it's delicious. You gotta get the one in the blue pack. All right. Back to the show. Shout out to Demel in the building. I'm gonna take a caller from out of town. It's been holding for a while, listening in with us. We have a caller from the 229 area code 309. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? You just pressed the one. Well, there we go.
Say that again.
Hello.
Yeah.
You pressed
again.
The one. Welcome. I was saying, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Shakira, but I go by the name of Bella Black. I'm calling from Albany, Georgia.
Okay.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
What's up? What's up? Y'all, that topic question got me over, got my head spinning. That was just crazy.
She's good. You're good. I'm glad we get another female opinion. Well, I want you to shout out, are you on, like, Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, or whatever?
Yeah, my Instagram is Bella Black. That's B-E-L-L-A-B-L-A-Q. My Facebook is the same. My Twitter is S-P-I-T-T-A-Z-229. All of my material up there, my music, my different pictures and everything up there. So, you know, just check me out and, you know, let me know what you think.
I'm a most definitely check you out. I'm at eShoddy88. Definitely follow back. Turn that blue button green. You dig me?
Okay.
You, right,
you said you're Bella Black with the you got the headphones, the blue headphones. I got you.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, I got it right now too. All right. I ain't catch all that. Run that back, boo.
I like that. Well, yeah. Welcome to the show. You know what I mean. I'll definitely make sure I get your music and information from you to show you some love on Philly Shine Radio. But good, we got another female's opinion. How have you ever had an experience where either you cooked something bad and, you know, had to deal with whatever happened afterwards, or maybe even vice versa? Because even like the two fellas I have on the show, guys, they could cook too.
I never had a bad experience. Thank God for that. I was raised by my grandmother, so I've been cooking since I was like 3.
Can you
but,
bake bacon? Wait a minute, hold up. Can you bake
bacon? I mean, who can't bake bacon? Like, you cracked me up with it. Like, y'all should have waited or something. bacon is pretty easy. You just gotta watch it, you know, because of the grease and stuff. But other than that, you know, that's good. I like cooking soul food and like sauteing little chicken and stuff like that. So that's what I like. But about the part with the sex, I had a bad experience once. Like I said, it wasn't on my end, but you know, some males boast and brag, and then some of them are blessed, but they don't know what to do with it, and that's just something that I don't like. You having something and you not knowing how to use it, that's a big no-no.
Now, that would be some bullshit. You make a guy a good meal and he got some bullshit dick. Oh, yeah.
You know, and then you know. I mean,
he would fight. I would fight that guy.
Girl, no. I'll be honest.
I've had a bad experience with sex, and it didn't last long. I got right up and just stopped. I wasn't finishing. You know, I wasn't going to make him let him cook.
See,
I get up and left.
I
got up and left.
I did that one.
He's like, you want to ride home, baby? Come on. I'm like, no.
Don't worry about it. Sidebar.
Yeah,
I did that last time. If I had gave up more, like, bought him a shirt or made him a plate, I'd have been even more. We'd have been fighting. I'm like, nigga, you can't.
I had like a straight attitude towards him, like, forever. Like, it was just, you know what, you don't even deserve what you have. Like, I just straight disliked him forever. Like, I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't want to see him. It just was like, what the fuck? Like, you don't even have a purpose. It was crazy.
You don't even have a purpose. Keep talking.
I fucks with my girl, Bella Blake. You have some real pretty eyes, too.
Thank you, babe.
I see you kind of taking it up or without them. Real nice.
To
just show you some attention. Shout out to everybody joining on the show tonight. Definitely got the Mel chilling in the background. Her little quiet self. And the phone line's popping. Everybody paying attention. So it definitely means I should play some music and show some love. Let me get right back into this topic. Everybody talking, everybody having some fun tonight, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to take a little break, play some of my shit. The wait is over. Y'all already know.
Yes, I'm the shit. You are a piece of feces. 35 the shot. Better yet, I'm about to watch the Sixers from the box. We smoking diesel, man, this shit hit like a rock. Cops pull us over.
Let me get a shot.
I keep money close, I keep distancing. It costs too much emotions. Emotions fuck with business. Bitch, listen, I'm trying to stay out of prison. You could come and work for me, your first good decision. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, mining some bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy.
This ain't nothing normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal.
All that's what's good, nigga.
Normal.
You already know.
This ain't nothing normal. Normal.
Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. Pull up in the wet. This ain't nothing normal. Flexing with your bitch. This ain't nothing normal. 26 is bitch. This ain't nothing normal. We so tied up. That ain't nothing normal. You normal.
I pull up to the scene, nigga. Let's get it.
Get it.
Work up in the kitchen, cook it on a skillet.
Skillet.
All my niggas mobbing, man, they train to get it. If I say get it, then they gon' get it.
Get it.
Boss nigga, I don't give a fuck about ya. Never slept on niggas, I don't never doubt ya. Niggas turn bitch, miss
Doubtfire.
Niggas run track when it's faux fire. My niggas burn rubber, nigga, no tire. Air at his top, now we ghost rider. Now we on fire, nigga turned up. We some fire flames, spinach don't get burnt up. Cause we don't got no picks, we just get the sparking. We grand theft, niggas, then we leave them walking. Pistol pack and peak, nigga, in my thermal. And all my niggas coons, they ain't nothing normal.
Normal, normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. Pull up in the wet. This ain't nothing normal. Flexing with your bitch. This ain't nothing normal. 26 is bitch. This ain't nothing normal. We so tied up. That ain't nothing normal. You normal.
Niggas talking about they out here.
Where?
100 rounds spit, nigga, out where? We leave niggas stuck in a wheelchair. This the murder cat, nigga, beware. And I don't give a fuck about your family. I catch you with your son at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm talking, niggas.
Had a little play, a little music. My homeboy, Reekin' Boy, and a little bit of my song. The wait is over. I gotta come to the switchboard. Definitely show some love to everybody that's tuning in. The wait is over. Shout out to caller 484-250. You've been listening, and welcome to Felician Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's up? This is the boy Leon from South Philly. What's going on with you? How you be?
Leon, I'm definitely good. I'm chilling. You know, we got some great music, great callers, great listeners on the deck tonight.
Y'all always good running turned me on to this, y'all.
You said
this
what?
My name is Scarelli.
Oh, okay, yeah, Scarelli.
Well, like I just wanted, you know, put a little twist to your topic. I mean, you got a bad cook with a girl. You got somebody with like that cook bad with good sex. All thing you gotta do is teach her how to cook. And make it good. You got somebody with good cook and got bad sex, you gotta make the sex good. If anything bad, you can make good out of it, you know what I mean?
See,
like I like you. Get Thomas, you know what I'm saying? You gotta take your time and be like, you know what? The little cheesy ain't even too cheesy, we'll teach her how to do that. She got some bad yams. You gotta make it sweet. I mean, you gotta put a little touch to it. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep it real, man.
Now I feel like a judgmental prick, but I still feel good. But
yeah, I mean, to the point of saying, like, how you break it down to a girl that got bad sex after the first time you did it, so she had bad sex. So it went back for more, man.
I tried to teach you a second time, but then I gave up, though. Like, I'm done. You only really get one shot. Yeah, you only get one shot. I'm going to go back because we cool. No, because you're like, girls be growing. They blow your phone up crazy. That's what you wanted. Of course. But you're not moving. What you going to do? Stay around for what? And you can't really teach. Once they stuck in their ways, you can't teach them, can you? Like, what you going to do? Like, she can watch other people, she's not going to know how to ride it, though. And she ain't got oil. She just ain't got oil. And I ain't talking about, like, the motion. Like, she had peanut butter for him. That shit was no oil. Bad as shit. No oil.
Oh, my God.
Sticky.
Yeah,
that was bad. Listen, you're going to get rocked, but you're going to be disappointed. That's like one of them disappointments. It was better off a fantasy than me actually doing it.
You know what? And let's talk about bad sex because even what he said, you know what I mean? I feel bad now because I really liked it, the guy, you know what I mean, who I just left. But I don't know. For me, it's hard to calm me down. So my best thing is distance. You know what I mean? Because I start snapping on a person like. I'm just gonna walk away, you know what I mean? But I liked his comment. I think that's gonna change me in the future. And then my other homie put up a post on Instagram saying, "Don't judge a person, help them." You know what I mean? So, yeah, I hope he called back. You know what I mean? We just lost his call. I hope he calls back tonight. You know what I mean? That was definitely some positive shit. We learning on Philly Shine Radio. You with us, Demel? You all quiet over there?
Yo,
Demel. What? We got Demel, CEO, X Squad, DJs, and a whole bunch of other people. I'm gonna take another caller from out of town before I go back to my 267s and 610s, tri-state area shit. We have 937-503. I think that's like Ohio somewhere, right? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, Honest Fire? It's your man, DJ Prophet, checking in. You know what I'm saying? I heard the topic. Just wanted to say what's up. Demel told me to call in. Shouts out to Demel, X Squad, DJ, CEO. Shouts out to everybody on the radio listening in. You got one hell of a topic tonight, for real.
DJ Prophet, official DJ. And you are in Cincinnati, right?
Nah, actually, I'm back down in Atlanta now. You know, I was in Ohio, but I done moved down to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, getting my network on.
Okay, now,
you
happy,
know
Demel cutting
saying?
Up in Atlanta.
Demel ain't even tell me. Yeah, you know, it's kind of new to everybody, but, you know, I'm just down here, you know what I'm saying, getting my feet wet, just connecting all my dots, getting everything in order, you know what I'm saying?
All right. That's what's up. Well, yeah, go ahead. Speak on the topic for tonight, DJ Crawford.
Man, that topic is so crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm going to be honest. You know, I have never met a woman who has had bad sex. I'm just going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? As long as she's taking...
What's
wrong
with you? He's from Ohio where the pussy is good.
Didn't I tell you my baby mom who could cook and was banging? She's from Ohio. Real rap.
Look, this is what I'm going to say to that. As long as she can take it, then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, she can make it. You know what I'm saying? But now, when it comes to some bad cooking, if she can't cook... My solution is we just gonna eat out. You feel me?
Yeah, we just eat out. That's the way out. Because I ain't losing over no bad cooking. Your games is crazy.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
But you know, I just wanted to come and support the show real quick. You know, I'm kind of in the middle of making a mix CD right now. I just wanted to come in and holler at you. You know, it's been a minute since I had a chance to chop it up with you. You know, I'm glad that you're still doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I got to get ready to get out of here. So, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to show you some love, support the show. Glad to hear you still doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? And keep it up. You know what I'm saying? I continue to support and continue to come back and show you love when I can. You feel me?
I sure will. I'll be right here. You know what I mean? We grinding the fuck out. You coming to Indianapolis for the DJ conference?
Actually, nah. I won't be back up north in probably about another month. You know what I'm saying? I've been down here now for about 2 months now. Like I said, but I've been going back and forth. You know, I was home for about a few weeks, and now I've been back down here now for about two to three weeks total. So you know what I'm saying? I'm living down here now. And like I said, I'm just really getting on my grind again, sitting in the mix, connecting
now
all my
thoughts. How can artists submit music to you for your mixtapes and everything that you're working on?
As far as right now, if you want to submit music to me, it is BMF the South DJ Prophet. That's BMFDASOUTH DJ Prophet at gmail.com. If you want to look me up on Twitter, it's at DJ Prophet, DJPROPHIT. If you want to look me up at Instagram, it's the same thing, BMF, the South, DASOUTH, DJ Prophet, DJPROPHIT.
All right, thank you so much for joining in tonight. We having fun. I mean, the switchboard crazy. I would love to just be able to show everybody the switchboard, but it's just too much. I don't want to give out everybody's number and stuff. Y'all number safe with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got everybody safe with me. Shout out to another caller we got from the Philly area, 267-206. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
You already know my shit, Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You already know where I'm calling from.
Happy belated birthday again. Shout out to all the Aries in the fucking building.
Yeah, you already know it's Aries, you know. And we fit the topic, too, you know. If you know Aries, you know, we freaks. What you mean?
Oh, shit. Tonight's topic is not so much about freaks, and I definitely got to get everybody whose mic is open to each, everybody. We all talking together. We got my girl Bella Black from Atlanta, E. Shoddy on the line with us, the Millions, XYDJ CEO. We chilling. We just lost
Yeah.
Reno.
Couple yeah,
of
we done.
We chilling.
What
today,
up, artist? What's happening?
Today. I'm chilling. We got y'all got to follow Tip Daddy. You got to be one of the flyest niggas I know. And Tip Daddy is exactly how you find him on Instagram. What's up, Demel? You've been so quiet.
Working. I'm texting people to call in. That's why the lines have been blowing up.
Yeah. Everybody, it's people calling from all over the country and Philly all crazy.
You know, I got this. I'm going to do this new thing for artists. You know what I mean? I'm going to start giving them places to go, and they can perform, but, you know, they got to be able to bring their own crowd in there and get paid for each person that come through the door. That's what we're working on right now.
And how can you want everybody to follow you, or how can they get in contact with you for this?
Well, follow me at XSQUAD. DJ CEO, you know what I mean? Because they shouldn't have let me in this world, because I'm going to show y'all how to work what y'all need to work. Y'all don't know how to work it yet.
Exactly. Let them know. It's all about working.
And if you don't know, you know what I mean? I am behind Honest, everything that she's doing in Philly. I'm the mold behind her grind. You know what I mean? She's on the conference call. I had something to do with that. She used to cuss people out.
I'm your East Coast president. What the fuck don't you have anything to do with? So definitely thank you.
She used to cuss people out. I done got a professional. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you know this is, if you want to know about me, just look how honest it is right now.
Real shit. But
the proof is in the pudding, they say.
I will have to say being a part of X Squad DJs has allowed me to do a lot of great things, not only with people I work with in Philly, but outside of the city. But my focus now being their East Coast president is to show what's going on in the East Coast, what's going on in the tri-state area with my own music, We got music from Reekin' Bull, Ryan Buck, Trey Prada, Toxic Electrica, E Shoddy, you know what I'm saying? Sky Guy, Zone. We got a lot of stuff from here that I'm getting ready to push into how the other X Squad DJ artists work. So, any artists, you want to be an X Squad DJ artist? You want to work with us? You want to be a DJ? Bring it on. You know what I mean? Hit me up, but you got to match our grind, like real shit. You can't take the name without the work. Like, you got to work.
And shout out to all the X Squad DJs that's blowing up the line, texting me saying they on the line.
All right, well, yeah, we'll get to them. We'll get to them, definitely. We just opened up the mic of my boy Tip Daddy representing Philly, Cache County shit, representing the county. Are you going to perform next Thursday? Because you didn't even perform at the Music Is My Passion showcase, but you was in the building. That joint was turned up.
You know, I come through, like, you know, I don't really perform too much, but I might have to see one time just to let y'all know, like, you know, I go in.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. We got my baby status in the building. Fresh off a hard day's work. I love you, girl.
I am so sorry I am so late, but you know I'm always chasing checks.
You already know I'm always holding you down. I'm actually getting ready to open up a few calls. Since Jamel has gotten everybody in on the show, and we have another caller from the Philly area code, 267-205. You're welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Easy. What's up?
Easy.
What it is?
You in Philly yet?
I ain't even in Philly right now.
All right, we got Easy on the line. We got my homie from South Philly back on the line. We got another caller from 864-205. Who that? What's your name? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. He's not focused. We got another caller, 678-753. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is the mighty, mighty DJ 730. Peace.
It was good. Turn all the way up. I had to open up everybody's mic because we coming up on the last half an hour of the show. You know what I'm saying? The beginning of the show was a little turned up. We had fun. Shout out to my boy, E. Shoddy, who's been with us the whole night talking about this topic. Everybody's
going
to I know that's right. And we got Diva on the line now. She says she ready to meet you, honey.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Wait, man, I'm sorry. Are you on there? Yeah, you already
know. We here.
That's what's up. Okay. All I need from you, when I come to Philly, all I need from you is a Dr. Pepper. That's all I want, just a Dr. Pepper.
The Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that's
you are
it.
You were so sweet. You were so sweet. A Dr. Pepper, you sound just like Forrest Gump. He's like, I must have drank a bunch of Dr. Peppers.
I'm
going to have them tickets on deck. Y'all know I got y'all.
We know.
I got something for Onyx too. I'm gonna bring her some flowers, but you know she know what that is.
Oh shit! Now, yeah, we give me some flowers.
Hey, Diva, you got my birthday gift.
You know what?
I got something.
Me and Onyx got a combined birthday gift. How about that?
Oh yeah. Let's talk about surprise me. Let's talk about.
We got to show some love to Alabama since we have all the DJs listening in. Everybody listening from X Squad DJs, everybody from the Philly area code. We're going to go in and talk about this topic. We'll play one more song, and then we'll just rock out till 1 a.m. Because one thing about Philly Shine Radio, I love the interaction, you know what I mean? Just talking out or whatever is cool and stuff like that, but it's more better if we all could, you know what I mean, laugh and joke and enjoy our nights. And a big announcement, I was waiting for Diva to come on. This is actually going to be my last Thursday at 11 p.m. I'm going to start doing Thursday nights from 8 to 10 live from the mezzanine tomorrow, you know, so, I mean, next Thursday. And throughout, I'm going to start doing Philly Shine Radio from 8 to 10 from various clubs or a few clubs, along with showcases and stuff like that, as a way to interact with artists face-to-face. It's the same way we do on the phone and have the callers be a part of the music and entertaining.
Right.
And we got to also announce Diva Talk. What is it? What is it going to be?
Diva's After Dark.
Divas After Dark. I didn't want to fuck it up. I was about to say Divas Talk. Shit. I don't know what the fuck I was going to say.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to say that.
Dark.
Divas After Dark will premiere next Thursday, 12 to 2 a.m. And when I tell you this is going to be the sexiest, craziest show, matter of fact, I'll let Diva Status speak for her own self, right? I'm the co-host of Divas After Dark. You know what I mean? She's the host, so we're going to switch roles.
We have,
you
we have
some
no filters. I have no filters. Y'all
roles?
Know that already. I say whatever's on my mind, just like Anna says. We are perfect team.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I know,
yeah,
right?
I want to go in. We're going to be talking about everything. I want to start having people doing live demonstrations. I want to turn this joint up. So,
right,
all
right.
Freaks,
that's
we'll be
I'm
out
talking
during
about.
The freaking hour.
Let's get it.
Yeah, shout out everybody listening on the line. Y'all gonna tune in to the new shows?
Yeah.
Got a lot of y'all on the line. Easy on the line.
Yeah. Hey, yo, it is 7:30. It is 7:30. I'm gonna listen to it.
What's up, DJ 7:30?
Peace. Yeah, I'm gonna tune in. You got my vote. You heard?
Shit, okay. Man.
Now, 484-250, I like to open up your mic, but your background is really loud. And then I also have a caller, 864.
Yo.
I didn't announce who you are.
Yo, DJ.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
DJ Fatboy, my birth, South Carolina. Pew.
Pew. Ooh, I like that.
Oh, all right. South Carolina. I'm feeling it.
South Cat in the building.
Yeah,
that's what's up. I got your number tonight too. And then we also have another caller just called in, 678-777. Welcome to Philly Shine
Radio.
That's Tavaria.
That's
Tavaria. What's up, Tavaria? Oh my God. I love you so much.
So that's your surprise.
I don't like you. Damn, why you just surprised me? Yo, I'm so happy now. Damn. Shucks. I love Tavaria. Tavaria is an amazing, amazing artist. Her whole squad is amazing. You had Shantae. She's joining Philly Shine Radio, showing us love. I'm getting a little choked up. Because your new song is fire, honey. I'm getting a little goosebumps. But go ahead, introduce yourself to everybody, because I know you. I know you a lot.
Thank you so much. What, you was playing at 360 earlier?
Yes. You know,
Yes.
Go ahead. Tell everybody who you are, where you're from. Tavaria. We love Tavaria.
I am Tavaria.com, and I'm from Miami, Florida. Formerly known as the Hardworking Female of R&B. I'm just... mess with y'all. But, you know, R&B artist, new album in store, street couture, you know, just working. Feel good music, eyelash vision. Salute to X Squad DJs. What up, Grand Mill? And everybody out there working. I'm posted up right now at TMG Studio. Shout out to Drozilla and Teddy T and Mad Dog and all of them. Polar World, everybody. We just kicking it.
That's what's up. Appreciate it. Definitely appreciate you calling in tonight. And definitely got to say hi to my beautiful co-host, Diva Status. Please meet the talented Tavaria. We were talking to her manager one night on the show.
What's going on? Oh, Shantae was on the line. Yeah, that's my manager. She's the best.
I forget what we were talking about, but Shantae was definitely in with us. We were going in a little bit. We had some fun. But shout out to everybody tuning in on the line tonight. We dropped a few callers. We get ready to open them back up and get the show popping all like that. Like
follow Savaria. Follow Savaria. We got the new song 360. You know, waiting on the graphics, and everybody in the world will get it in their face every day when they wake up and go to sleep.
I got something real special coming for this record. You know, like, for as far as the artwork and the whole visual for this 360 record. Actually, Dre Mill, I got the cover back last night, but I decided to go a different route. So, trust me, it's definitely going to be worth the wait. 360 is a record off my album that came out in October. People don't know, I do have an album in stores right now. It's at Best Buy, DTLR. You can go online and order it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, the whole nine. But I'm getting back to my roots and what people originally fell in love with me for, and that's my singing. So, you know, we're going to put the 360 record out there, and I got a few more surprises coming, so. I'm coming, Dreamville. The artwork's going to be amazing. Trust me.
That's what's up. Well, I appreciate it. Definitely going to show you some love on Philly Shine Radio. I want to have you as a guest coming up soon. So I'll make sure that you get that information through the mail, through your manager, everybody. So definitely I'm going to set that up.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all supporting me and my grind. And I'm just working, just like every other hungry artist out here. I'm working.
I love it. Yeah, and then and I like one thing that she said that I want to just bring a little attention to. When it comes to putting stuff out, yeah, put it together a little bit. You know what I mean? Make sure everything is good, like the image is good. One thing I can say about you, I see you flawless, you know what I mean? And that's really good. Like, not to say that you can't be on your chill shit ever, but as an artist and you want to entertain people, you want to make it like pow, like the DJ just said, pew. Yeah, just like that. Like, your shit got to be crazy.
I think detail, I think in this day and time when it comes to being an artist, you have to become more than just an artist, you know. I'm growing into learning and understanding what it really means to become a brand, thanks to my manager, Eyelash Visions, and the whole marketing agency over there. So everything counts, you know. You just have to really put some thought into what you're doing and go all in. So, you know, the campaign has to be unforgettable.
Exactly. You're very unforgettable. Shout out to Tavaria on the line with us. We also, I want to say, we got another caller to open up. I don't know if the mail got you on here, but I want to show you some love. If so, 910-262, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is DJ A. Shaw. I'm calling out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Philly Shine, what up? Samir, what up?
Yeah, DJ.
What up?
You already know. We was on the conference call. Turn the fuck out, yo. I ain't even want to say turn the fuck out.
He a troublemaker. He always cussing me out 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
You know, I'm relentless. What up, y'all?
Shit.
There goes Tavaria right there. So now you don't have to cuss me out 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, so look at Tavaria. I got this new mix CD. It's like called Hip Hop and R&B. Mixing some blends like number 13, and like the second track on it is like 360, right? And I'm like, I tweeted you, I followed you on Twitter. I can't get a follow back.
Give us a follow back, Safaria. Come on.
Yeah, follow back. Yeah, I come with that motherfucking heat. I ain't playing no games.
You know what? Tweet me right, Angel. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. You know what, I'm not even going to say what I was going to say, but just say I ain't got the best cell phone right now in the world. Because I try to the phone that I have right now is actually an endorsement deal.
As we say in Philly, say no more. You don't have to even explain yourself.
Right.
You already know. Say no more.
Well, now,
the
cussing me out 2 o'clock in the morning about the song, about his drop. I love the song.
I did send a drop, Draymond. I swear I said the drop, but I think because it's not an MP3. Was that the issue?
And the quality of it at that point in time. I mean, you sent it right away, ASAP. It's just...
Make sure we get that joint done right.
Yeah, I just had that.
Ashawn, won't you shout out your Twitter and everything so people could be able to follow you and check up on your mixtapes that you have coming out?
All right. Anything that you want to find DJ Ashawn on, it's pretty much going to be whatever.com/DJASHAWN. That's going to be Twitter, Facebook, even MySpace, Instagram, blog, talk radio, whatever, YouTube. It's going to be
/DJASHAWN. SHAWN. I know that's the fuck right. But I got to go in and play some music for my performance for next Thursday. It's going to be crazy. We're going to do a little quick mix with Directly Over Talented and my boy E. Shoddy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all a lot of shit. Real shit.
You already know. Say no more.
I'll say no more. Say no more some more.
Here we go.
Yeah.
It means that I'm right here. This shit is in the making. Directly Over Talented.
You know what the sandwich is.
You ready for this though?
I'm riding around my top down. I'm trying to put my hood on. Got 26s up on the truck, and you know that they be good, young. Tell that bitches they down to fly, cause they trying to put their hood on. Trying to put their hood on. Let me see you put your hood on. Getting to the bread like a nigga eat stuffing. You was never tough, was a part you frontin'. Peanut butter jelly with some milk, you lunchin'. Chimney in the winter, I'ma keep on puffin'. Soon as I can sign now, I'm his cousin. Y'all fuckin' and cuffin' and lovin' these ducklings. I get in the kitchen and whip me a onion. My bitches be foreign like they live in London. D.O.C., I got a new flow rhyme with my top down. Where did the roof go? Bomb every beat, you like, where did the booth go? Niggas spare lives like, where did the truth go? You hung with me, well, where did the noose go? This is my empire, bitch, no Cusco. All of my bitches got cake, no moose though. Shittin' on niggas like, where did the poop go? And my swagger on 4th of July. You say you want beef and I'm cooking the fries. I kill every beat, need a suit and a tie. More than these bullets, I choose and you die. I'm trying to put my hood on, sound like a TV. Smoking on the greenest and color ass seaweed. Riding in a GT, inside peachy. Looking like a dog that be multiple species. Name order the bill by the X and I'm gone. Chasing that cheese like I eat provolone. They dock at my south, so I'm calling them punks. They say I'm a dog, so I'm calling them punks. They talk for their tie and I'm calling them punks. Shout out to my haters for making me strong. Shout out to my city for putting me on. They all in my circle, can't do it alone. I'm lying around my top down, I'm trying to put my hood on. Got 26s up on the truck, you know that they be good, Jones. Bad bitches, they down to fly, cause they trying to put their hood on. Trying to put their hood on, trying to put their hood on. I'm riding around my top down, I'm trying to put my hood on. Got 26s up on the truck, you know that they be good, Jones. Bad bitches, they down to fly, cause they trying to put their hood on. Trying to put their hood on. Let me see, put your hood on.
Diamonds all in my rollie. Diamonds all in my chain. Got that drink in my cup like Turco. Niggas talk shit, then they get banged. Suicide doors, you know.
Swag.
Another banger.
Cash rules everything. More money, we make it rain. Twerking late, they going to hate. Pussy popping that ass dropping. CC, that lady lush. Work it like a 9 to 5. Grind it like a last chance. This all real, no ass plans.
Shorty got an ass that can make it bounce, bring it back. Shorty got an ass that can hit the floor, make it clap. Miss twerk some, go to work, show her some. Miss twerk some, go to work, show her some. Twerk, twerk, twerk. Show me what you twerking with. Twerk, twerk, twerk. She make it pop, she make it dead. Twerk, twerk, twerk. So show me what you twerking with. Twerk, twerk, twerk. She make it pop, she make it dead.
Maserati, shoddy fly. Mesmerize our hips and thighs. Twerking late, they gonna hate. Baby girl, I congratulate. That ass fat, that slim waist. Twerk some, you own the place. Let me put my name on it. Put my name on that birthday cake. Shorty right, you hella sick. When you twerk that, girl, bite your lips. After that, then make it drop. Like 1, 2, girl, do a split. You the shit, you all that. I love the way you throw it back. You grind more like encore. Bring it back, you make it clap. Make it stack 1 hour. Shine hard, you VVS. And ask the hater, navigator. We see the way.
I'm GPS and YSL, Cartiers, real shit, I bought a pair. This wardrobe, you can't compare, this new shit, not last year.
Cash rules, everything, more money, we make it rain. Twerking late, they going to hate, pussy popping that ass, dropping CC, that lady lush. Work it like a 9-to-5, grind it like a lap dance, it's all real, no implants.
Shorty got an ass that can make it bounce, bring it back. Shorty got an ass that can hit the floor, make it clap. Miss twerk some, go to work, show her some. Miss twerk some, go to work, show her some. Twerk, 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 show me.
Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. Make it look easy, you understand me? Catch rat. That's what I do.
Been Franklin after Franklin. Them C notes is stacking. You niggas that talk heavy about them kilos just rapping. And when it comes to beef, I speed load the ratchets. And I fucks with my niggas heavy, cause these hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes be ratchet. I say these hoes be ratchet. Some of these hoes be ratchet. Ladies, pour your cabbage out whenever these hoes be ratchet. Some hoes be acting out. Just say these hoes be ratchet. These hoes is ratchet. Most of these niggas is ratting. Most of these niggas that's rapping ain't no truth in it, just rapping. I say, leave me alone, you ratting nigga. Leave me alone, you ratchet hoe. I give the people what they want. My flow just like a rack of dope. Oh, you think it's funny? So I'm clapping once you crack a joke. They put you in the bag and seal you up. That's a bag of coke. These hoes is ratchet. Got a nerve to ask for money from me. The fuck you see written on my forehead? Dummy, honey, these hoes is really ratchet. These niggas just really rap. They ain't about this life I live, so therefore I'm Philly's captain. Bad hoe, she ratchet though. I tell her no when she asks for dough. The type of chick you hit once, next thing you know, she at your dough. Ratting niggas and ratchet hoes, y'all fucking up my hood though. So I fuck the niggas and I fuck the bitches, that's as I should though. I run shit in my hood though, like everywhere I'm good, yo. Rip real, gon' recognize real, watch a real nigga get good though. Then Franklin after.
Them C notes is stacking. Them niggas that talk heavy about them kilos is acting. I just had to do a little triple play from three fine ass niggas I know. My boy, directly over talented, Young Buck, E Shotty doing that twerk, twerk. I need to get that new version. I just noticed that I
yes,
need that new version.
You need that.
And,
that thing done by Dunny.
Yeah, you got that Dunny Engineering. Yeah, the
that's what I'm saying. I think I sent you the new one, though. If not, I'm going to resend it.
Yeah, resend it to me, because I could search for it, but yeah, resend it to me or whatever, you know. All right, that's what's up. Now, we got to get into this topic some more. Also, we excited about Divas After Dark next week. You know what I'm saying? Around this time next week, we're going to be deep in the Divas After Dark. It's going to be like, this is getting started. This one is going to get juicy.
Miss Fire.
Juicy? Yes, Demel. You should call me the lovely Honest Fire. Did you see what Rick Lowe put on the fire?
Lovely, the lovely Honest Fire.
Yeah,
the
host about a lovely
hung up on Tavaria's line, and she said she apologized that the line hung up. So, you know.
Yeah, well, tell her I appreciate that. And when we get her on the show, we'll make sure I have her on my line, because, you know, Blog Talk definitely acts funny. But everybody's still chilling the switchboard with me. It's probably my fault, because I opened up like 20 callers at once and was ignoring other callers. So
you know, all the things.
Well, I didn't ignore everybody.
Want...
I can't get to everybody, but. Tweet me if I didn't get a chance to open up your mic. Tweet me at Honest Fire, 601.
And I just
601.
Got love
for
you.
Who
is?
Oh, comedian DJ George, the funniest man in Alabama, next to my partner.
Oh shit! Definitely shout out your Instagram and Twitter and stuff so I can you've been in and out the whole night. I've been seeing, unless it's different people from the 601 area code calling up.
Yeah, I got the 601 area code because my mind's out of town. I'm from Alabama, you know. I'm repping that big A.
Ah, Big A. Okay.
Yeah, Big A, you know, Atlanta, you know, they get the little capital A and they get honors for the A thing, but we got the capital A if you check the map on that.
Okay, that's what's up.
My Twitter and my Instagram is DJJoy334. I'm a full-blown comedian. I do a lot of parodies. If you ever seen World Star YouTube, we killing Rick Ross with the Ricky Sauce parodies. We just put one out today.
I think my son seen it.
Yeah.
What is it, DJ George? What?
DJ George 334. No spaces. We did the Trinidad Jane parody. I'll Ask You Everything. That was us.
Oh shit!
we just did Rihanna. We called it No Blood on My Tampon, but it was the Diamond parody. You got to look that up.
Oh,
look up
shit.
YouTube. Look up Short 334 on YouTube. We, you know what I'm saying? I do a lot of parodies and stuff. Trying to put Atheon Crockett out of business.
Okay, that's what's up. Exactly. You got goals and. Maybe we could give you a little 10-minute segment on Philly Shine Radio because I need some comedy. I would love some comedy. Maybe you could call it on Diva Beta Show.
Shout out to my people, Esquire DJ. They come down to Alabama and check me out. I'm stupid all the time. I heard y'all a little topic. I wanted to comment on it, but you know, y'all ain't got enough time for all that.
No, yes, we do, actually. We do have time for all that, and I just followed you on Twitter as well. But let me ask you the topic question. Does bad cooking get good sex?
Well, some women can't cook, so you need motivational sex to help you want to cook them eggs better, you know what I'm saying? Because if I scramble right, you going to scramble right, you know what I'm saying? But In the South, if you can't cook, you know what I'm saying, we're going to drop you off at grandma's house and she's going to beat it in you or get you right and say, you can at least make pancake batter, you know what I'm saying?
wait. Pancakes is heavy, you know what I mean? Pancakes is a tough meal. Diva, like, I don't know about you, honey, but I got to focus when I'm making pancakes, like. You can fuck pancakes up real quickly, like.
I know it. That's why if you can't whoop the batter, you damn sure can't make it to the skillet.
And
your other topic. What I heard a dude talking about, he never had bad sex from females. Well, I don't think he had too much because I had lazy sex. I had lazy sex, like, I don't want to bend over, I don't want to move, ooh, you in my stomach, you know what I'm saying? So I had some lazy sex, and that'll get you fired.
No, that was DJ Prophet who just made a comment, which was I thought was good. Like, he said, it's all good pussy in Ohio, so, you know.
Yeah, Ohio, you come down here, we got tore away pussy pull apart. Some of the bars missing all the pussy.
Some of us missing?
Some of the bars missing. One girl, lips were missing. I asked her what lips said. She said she sent some off. They supposed to be coming in from AutoZone or something.
Damn.
She had to order her pussy bars and shit, so that was crazy.
Damn. She need a pussy mechanic? They had those?
Yeah, she had over 100,000 miles on that thing.
She had a pussy. He mailed the pussy face. Shout out to my homie from South Philly. Keep calling in and hanging up. 484-250. You with me tonight?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. It's not me hanging up. They keep locking me off. Like, we on Facebook. Like, we on the party line or something. Like, happy trails. Getting pissed off about that. I'm like, what the heck?
This is definitely like a party
line. I didn't take a moment. I'll take a moment of silence for the girl Lele that got murdered last week.
Yeah.
Got shot twice in the head. So I'll take a moment of silence for her, man.
Definitely.
Solid. Man, she was well loved,
definitely.
Man.
Yeah, I know. That's even crazy.
That was crazy, man. Like, for her to see me out there all those hours, that was wild, man.
It was crazy. They said two shots in the head. That's crazy.
Yeah, that mean a nigga don't like you. that bad.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
He didn't kill her. He murdered her. But, no, that's enough for that. But I think the next topic should
but
be...
But, yes, a lot of people been murdered. Like, the owner of the club was murdered last the week, 2 weeks ago and shit, which is, like, real heavy. Your man Scarotti said, what a D.
How he doing over there?
Yo, I love him all my heart. He got that forever love for me. Don't even do that.
You got that puppy love, baby.
No, tell him it's forever love. It's not puppy love. Forever love, she said.
You need to be calling him, he said.
Yeah, because I got a new phone. I lose phones all the time. Like, I lose phones, earrings. Don't buy me no jewelry. Don't buy me no phones because I'm going to lose it and break this shit. Like, don't. I'm sorry.
She loses phones all the time, dog.
Come on, man. Come on, honest. I know
you. Man, hit me up on. I'm always accessible. Like, if, listen. For public service announcement, if you don't get a promotional text from me any day of the week, I don't have your number because I flood everybody. The same way I'm on Twitter, I tweet everybody. I do the same thing to my phone. I'm a big communicator. Communication is my specialty. I'm a communicationist. So if you're out of communication with me, I lost my phone or something, or you're not on Twitter. That's it. That's just it. Like, if you're not talking to me, you're not on Twitter. And I don't have your number.
you're definitely
going to hear from me.
I just want to say this show fire. That's what's some honest shit. Yo, I'm glad my man took me on this job, man. But I think the next topic should be what makes sex good. That should be the next topic for next week.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely consider that. I like that. What makes sex good? Offer some topics. But that's the stuff. I gotta say, tonight I had some fun. You know, I was a little turned up and airheadedish or whatever because of my homie Rick Lowe, who said that I was lovely. You know, so I've been using my lovely voice tonight. I hope you guys like it. I know this shit regular. We having fun. Next Thursday gonna be all the way fucking stupid. Rick Lowe presents Def Jam Recording Showcase. It's going to be crazy. Make sure you got your flyer. Make sure you're there on time. Make sure you all the way turned up. And, of course, we're going to be doing Philly Shine Radio live from the club. Yes, it's that easy. So if I don't have your music, make sure I get the new music. Philly Shine Radio at Gmail. Philly Shine Record Pool. Tweet. XYDJCO, tweet Diva Status 256 _, or hit them up on Instagram as well. We're all connecting. XYDJs, Philly Thing, LNI Life. What else can I say? Like, shit. Tonight was amazing. Everybody joining in. Blog Talk didn't give me no issues, so that's even better. Shout out to everybody calling in from the West Coast. You definitely want to check out your parodies. My homeboy. All the DJs that called in. Hey. Eshadi, you chilled me the whole night. You got to be more co-host. You were like, you were like my unofficial co-host for tonight. So I appreciate it.
Listen, the pleasure was all mine.
Well, I got a pleasure out of it too. Now I want to play some exclusive shit for my homeboy Joey Jahad. This show crazy. If y'all want to talk about Dunny Engineering, this was some shit that Dunny just shitted on. You know what I mean? And coming soon, some more shit for my boy Dirty Boy Who. Dunny Engineering all over that joint. It's crazy. But this is, I don't even know what it's called, but it's on a Mad Nice beat. Put it on a stretcher, Joey. Good night, everybody.
Yola.
I said it's obvious I'm hot. It's obvious you cold. My rap flat. I am, and it's obvious you gold. I've been getting moogle since you had a snotty little nose. When I'm popping with that shotty, knock your body out your soul. I mean your soul out your body. When I'm popping with that shotty, tell my Yola boys to hit 'em. I say get 'em, they say got it. Free my motherfucking brother Vito. He'll leave a nigga body in that Ollie Wildcat Calipari. Yeah. Loosen up his grip, it's too fairy, yeah. Bust this shit up, make his water ice cheery, yeah. From a distance, bombs away, Hail Mary, yeah. I'm turned up to the max like a cheese steak from Erie, yeah.
Yoda got them shoes, TD got a rule, DD here, rule boy, that rule boy, a doo-ya. Slide up on you smooth, boy, heat up your medulla. It's empty out that rule, smoke you like your hoop. Madman, nice, I'll pitch the speed on the stretch.
I got it.
Did it like I did them niggas when they talking reckless.
I did it.
Hitting with the heck, with him going to 60 seconds. Pockets on pressures, do it big like tracks. Yola gang reppin', you ain't seeing Jay, homie.
Nope.
Horse and Ralph Lauren, you ain't seeing Jay, pony.
Nope.
My youngin' Vita spark him, he gon' park him like Donnie.
Hey.
Or hawk him like Tony. Rock out on you, jabroni. Dunny, this the dunyan. Just kick it like I'm punting.
Hey.
Shoot it like the rant. Bring that thunder when I'm gunning. Yola, give him oils in my zone like a onion.
I
said Yola, give him oils in my zone like a onion.
I said it's obvious I'm hot. It's obvious you cold. My rap flat. I am, and it's obvious you gold.
I've been getting moogle since you had a snotty little nose. When I'm popping with that shotty, knock your body out your soul. I mean your soul out your body when I'm popping with that shotty.
Just tell my Yola boys to hit 'em. I say get 'em, they say got it.
But free my motherfucking brother Vito. He'll leave a nigga body in that Ollie Wildcat Jalapari.
Hey yo, all I know is did it, break it down, trying to knock it off. Rubber band ram, peanut butter gram, pan. Sir and go and get it treated like my damn fam. We about to bring it home like a grand slam. We the niggas on the block that make that stand stand. Throw it in the pot and beat it like I'm Van Dam. Throw it on the block and see if I can bam ram. Try to see a block before I see the damn jam. Trey 80 on me, treat it like my lady on me. Something they'll search and breathe the water's wavy on me. Keep a stick, do shit, I fry it like a chicken chop. All these skinny jeans.
If you ain't a bad, if two and they're trying to bag one, put on the next track, cause there's lessons in a bag, hon. Let me start off, get your pencil and pad. Roll that copper bottle or talk ass out. But whatever you twist, get lifted, can't knock it, cause your level got you banging my shit, going and knock it. Number one rule, don't ever play a fool. Then you're just saying they got it just to screw you like a tool. The first conversation says, ow, and I ain't with giving you the digits, so you meet me at the mall. And nah, I ain't stingy, I ain't gotta spend it all. So spread the money around like you got love for us all. Rule number two, pull cards on the first date. Keep pace, know your place, DMs and credit rates. If he say he ain't ready for relationships, believe him. If you make the choice to have relations, then leave him. Rule number three, true no sleepovers. Be ghosts like the Phantom, but for dawn breaks over. Let the light shine, open his eyes, some good sleeping. It's just a memory of the previous night's freaking. Don't ever put a pregnant card trying to keep him. Cause real in his mind, his charms are just scheming. Rule number four, let him breathe for a weekend. And if he ain't calling a week, you gotta flee him. Experience, baby, you live and you learn. Don't call, don't draw, cold sweats gotta burn. Number five, stay alive, check it off, it was basic. Cause sooner than later, he eating up the hands chasing. Eagles in the way when they see you ain't racing with these nothing ass bitches just to be in first place. And that brings me to six. If he got that good, good, then it's hard to refuse, but this is a hard kick. Call him and tell him that you wanna see him real quick. Then get the fuck out and dodge with the check after the lick. And hard heads make a soft bottom like a brick. But he on the pay to play list. Listen, number seven, buy a couple bottles at the bar on him. His leverage and bragging rights is all on him. And if you don't care, don't feel scared. When one of your real, real wanna trick a full pair, tell him it's all love, make the call, set it up. But be sure you're getting yours off the top to stay up. And if he want as much, yo, that's triple the price. Cause triple the bad pleasure equals triple the life. Number eight, play it straight, hit a gym, this is a no. Bad, bad, look back and laugh as bonds grow. But she can only get in contact when it's through you. So no side track, a backstabbing like voodoo. Number nine, get your shine, come alive at night times. Let's work in the 9 to 5, like day and night for one. Stay close to boss, looking, bringing the major cake. Let him introduce you to boss, looking to let us stay. Coming to do business, looking just for real sake. And riding into deposits like I'm overseas bank. Number 10, listen, might feel like you winning, but this is a sin and make peace for
fellas, let's go. Had to close out the show, showing my lady some love, you know what I'm saying? And that was, yeah, Georgia Head featuring Young News. Real fly music. Good nighty, Shotty. Good night, everybody. Make sure y'all tune in Tuesday night for the last Tuesday night show at 11 p.m. Yes.
Yeah, most definitely.
Bring
most
it in.
Definitely.
Bring it in a little early. So, yeah, you was my unofficial co-host, so I appreciate it tonight.
Anytime, you know.